friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
So today at 10 a.m., tickets are on sale right now at rocketarena.com. It's all from Live Nation and Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Anyway, so we will have press conferences then from Kevin Stefanski. We are hoping for Quinshon Judkins in this hour. And, of course, we will do two keys and a lock here in a second. Just quickly recapping what we just had with Tim May. I think that he made it sound like, and I believe that it's true, that the Buckeyes will have a little bit of a tougher game this week than they had last week. I don't know if they're going to lose, but they will have a better game. Because, I mean, look, let's face it. You know, if you're Ohio University, the reason you don't win these games is because of attrition. And that happens all the time. I can't tell you how many times I've seen this where their starters come out. They're always, you know, pretty good. And they can hang, especially, you know, if they're guys from Ohio that, again, want to prove a point. And then all of a sudden, just as once you start getting in the second half, you're like, man, that was a 21-7 game, or that was a 21-10 game at halftime. And I was worried there for a second. And then boom, Ohio State has the afterburners. And you know what? As the number one team in the country, they better have afterburners.
Just
in a game
waves
like that.
Of depth. I mean, that's the only way you could describe it, is just waves upon waves of depth. I mean, that's always what blows me away when you see these, because you're right. These are the kind of games that are close at halftime. And the casual, you know, the newer fans, the fans that don't totally pay attention to this, are always like, oh boy, this is a little bit closer. It's, you know, 10-7 at the half. It's 14-7 at the half. I don't know. And you're like, give it time. Give it time. Because Ohio State just has so much more waves of talent than Ohio University does.
Hmm.
You know, it's one of those, it's cool to see. It's cool to see the MAC show up. It's cool to see the MAC go up against these. It's great for the MAC schools to get the exposure and all of this stuff. But yeah, this might get ugly.
All right, my friend. All right, so what are we looking at time-wise here? Because I know it's just me and you today. Jeff's not in. So we're Kevin Stefanski close, or what do you think here?
Well, we're working to find that one out. Practice coming to an end. We're still waiting to find out what's happening here. Keep it locked in right here on your home of the Browns, 92.3 The Fan. All between there, because Sports Talk on 93.3 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. It's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So we should have Kevin Stefanski coming from the podium shortly, followed hopefully by player availability. Then we will see who comes to the podium. Friday, typically a Myles Garrett day, so you'll probably hear from Myles Garrett at some point on our station.
Probably happen at afternoon show, yeah.
Yeah, along the way as well.
All right, let me give you one more Ohio tidbit here for Bobcat fans that are looking for the upset tomorrow. You want to guess how long it's been since Ohio State lost to an in-state school? In-state school. No.
I'll say,
if you get this right, I'll be shocked.
The way that you're giggling makes me want to say like 125 years.
Not too far off. 104.
Okay.
The last time an Ohio State football team lost to an Ohio school goes back 104 years. Oberlin.
Good old Oberlin.
Oberlin College Yeomen. The Fighting Yeomen beat Ohio State 7-6. Even the Buckeyes defense showed up that day. They only allowed one touchdown. 1921.
Wow. 1921. I don't even know if there's archival footage of that. My heavens, that's you know, that's kind of cool.
There's carvings on stone tablets of that game
somewhere.
The extra point
somewhere,
and that Ohio State missed. No, I'm sure they had two field
goals. And one man sitting there going, "I was there for that, and they were soft back then. This is soft football."
I kept saying, "Get Woody in here." I don't know how old was Woody 104 years ago.
They're soft.
Now I got to look this up. Yeah, they were like, oh, we got to get Woody. Woody was one during that game. He was born. He was born in 1913.
Probably still yelling at somebody, though. Mm-mm-mm. Sideline.
All right, let's do, while we have time here before we get to this press conference, you want to do two keys and a lock? We got time for that? I think we do. All right. Anthony Alant, are you ready to play two keys and a lock?
I'm ready.
Dan, are you ready?
Let's go, baby.
Anthony, I'll give you the honor of going first today. Go ahead, Anthony. What do you get? Give me key number one.
Key number one, I need to see the secondary, including the trash-talking Grant Delpit, shut down those receivers. They got a lot of options, not just Mark Andrews. That is a deep receiving core.
Dan Madigan, key number one.
Miles Garrett needs to win his battle against Ronnie Stanley. You're going to watch one of the best defensive ends go up against one of the best left tackles in football. If Miles Garrett wins that battle, that offensive line crumbles and Lamar is running and all over the place. Key number one, Miles Garrett beat Ronnie Stanley.
Key number one for me, ball control offense. Ball control offense. I'll take a three-drive half. I'll take a four-drive half for the Browns. Hang on to the football. There's no need to have the big strike. There just isn't. They don't need to do that, because if they get into a shootout, I think they're in big trouble. I know I talked about this a little bit earlier in the show, but they have got to keep Baltimore in the 20s to even have a chance in this game. They must keep Baltimore in the 20s to have a chance in this game. So I'll go key number one, ball control offense. Let's have as many 9, 10, up to 15 play drives as they possibly could have on Sunday. Let's make that happen. Ready? Here we go. Let's turn the page. We go to key number two. Dan Menigan, you get to go first this time.
Key number two is the exact opposite of what you just said.
Yeah, it's because you're wrong.
Yeah, no, it's because you're wrong.
You're wrong.
And you're stupid looking while being wrong.
Wrong. Go.
Explosive plays help to ignite a fire under your defense as well. When you get that 50-yard completion, when you get that 30-yard completion, or that long run that just breaks the soul of an opponent's defense, it wakes up your defense on top of it. Key number two, find some explosives, because, boy, this offense could use them.
Anthony, if you want to win the favor of the host of this show, all you have to do is agree with me. What is your key number two?
Key number two is make your damn kicks.
Oh.
I don't care. If it's explosive, if it's not explosive, I don't care. Just win the game.
But make your kicks. To cut you off, we now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Great team, well coached, good players up and down the roster. So have to play good football to go on the road and get a win. So that's our focus. With that, I'll take any questions.
Do you expect Quinshon to play? And if whether or not he does, what have you seen out of him this week in practice to make you feel confident that that's a distinct possibility?
We'll work through that, Chris, over the next 24 hours. I'd say he has done a nice job. He's done everything we've asked him to do up to this point.
So you mentioned that he came back, that he was in really good shape. Did that bear out this week in practice? It did.
As you know, Mary Kay, there's football shape, and once you get in pads and get hit a little bit, that's different than working out prior. So, but I do think he's in good shape. I thought he did a nice job with this week.
With that decision, Kevin, how much of it is the mental part of it, that he's going to be able to handle whatever you need him to do on Sunday?
I mean, he was with us all spring, smart kid, so he's picking it up quickly.
Give your running game.
Need to see Mary Kay. Need to get through next 24 hours, but obviously he's a player that we think highly of. But we'll see how it goes.
Do you feel like the problems up front have been corrected? Do you feel really confident about how that might look this week?
Well, obviously, you know, we're one game in, so you don't want to we know we have to be better in the run game department, and that is everybody. That's players, coaches, the quarterback getting us into the right play, and then everybody executing, and the receivers blocking on the perimeter. So it's really a all hands on deck type of thing when you're talking about having success in the run game. But we'll see. Yeah, he's done a really nice job. We were planning on having him not practice today, so he's on schedule, doing everything, and progressing nicely.
The elbow that has a questionable
elbow. 50-50.
The week, or was that also the game?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Sorry, was Jack's elbow injury, was that during the game as well, or was that during the week?
Yeah.
friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Have talked a little bit this week, maybe trying to get their own game faces on or whatnot. I don't know if you saw it. You know, Jerry Jeudy said no challenges about their secondary, and Grant said not hard about taking down Derrick Henry. Just wondering about your thoughts on some of those comments coming.
Yeah, it's how you play on the field. We know that. Everybody knows that. That's what's most important. So we got to play good football as a team.
Where you guys lost last week, Kevin, what did you see from the guys this week as far as attitude and resilience to see that they're going to be ready to go?
Yeah, it's football. You have to move on, win, lose, or draw. So we moved on Monday. Obviously, it's another division opponent, great football team. So we know what your focus has to be for a week like this.
A lot has been made about the 30th anniversary celebration going on. What do you kind of make of that, and do you have a message that you reverberated to the team, kind of giving them the
history? Yeah, we talked about this on Wednesday. Our team is very aware of the rich history of the Cleveland Browns. I make sure to educate our guys on the people that have come before them, the Giants that have come before them. So we're well aware of that. This game will be based on who plays the best on Sunday.
Popped up on that injury report this week with the knee. Is that during the game, and is that the knee that he had surgery on?
Yes, that was during the week.
Trying to mimic the speed shiftiness of Lamar in practice this week, who kind of took on that role?
We rotated guys in there, but like we talked about that earlier, it's hard. You can't mimic that. You can give guys a different look and that type of thing, but it's hard to mimic.
Running backs, receivers out there are just
historically, trying. We've rotated guys in. Yes.
What was the best Baltimore story this week?
Honestly, I didn't get much into it. I understand that that's a unique situation, and for Joe and for the fans of their team and that type of thing. But he's very, very well aware that he's got a job to do, and in order to do your job, you really have to put yourself in the mindset of I got the blinders on, I'm going to do what's in front of me, and anything else will have to wait for much, much later.
Kevin, you were around Minnesota when Brett went back to Green Bay. Obviously, circumstances are significantly different,
yeah,
those two, but what do you remember Brett that week? I mean, yeah. And how much do you see some of that in Joe?
Circumstances are so different. I would say, Chris, like first and foremost, that was a very electric couple games in the division. I totally recognize this, you know, how unique this is. Knowing Joe, I know how I've seen him go about his business in a professional way that you would expect from Joe.
Did Andre get to meet nicely, and do you feel really good about him going into this game?
I do, Mary Kay. He did a nice job on Wednesday, did a nice job today. We put those guys in some very competitive moments every week, and he came through. Good. Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, there you have it. Kevin Stefanski with his press conference today. We'll talk about what he had to say. Jack Conklin, the elbow injury happened during practice, and then he did answer a couple of questions about Quinshon Judkins, who we're also hoping to hear from within this hour. We'll come back. We'll finish up 2 keys in a wrap. We're also going to get up to speed with you at the bottom of the hour when we play Quick Predicts, where you give us the score of Sunday's game and Monday's headline. That's all.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.